One of the things we're seeing really everywhere in the United States, but absolutely in Rockingham County and Shenandoah Valley and Harrisonburg, we're seeing large numbers of folks going to emergency rooms with opiate overdoses, and we're seeing people dying. In America, we see that there's about 115 people dying a day. Our personal clinic, the New Season Harrisonburg Treatment Center, we have 285 active patients right now, and we're growing by about 10 patients a month. So I've had outreach from all number of community stakeholders, from the Rockingham County Sheriff's Department, from the Middle River Jail. Everyone's really sort of scratching their heads and saying, what can we do to help relieve some of this crisis? Because the people who are dying are not criminals. You know, these are mothers, fathers, people's children, folks with lives, with families, with wives.
What is someone normally going through when they say to themselves, I think I've got a problem. I need help.
No one comes to addiction treatment because life went well. What that would look like is either you're using drugs recreationally or you're taking prescription painkillers as prescribed by your physician to deal with a legitimate medical issue. But over time, because they develop a tolerance, now the prescription that's available to them is not meeting the need of pain that they have. So perhaps they're purchasing additional pills on the street. Perhaps they're using heroin to supplement. Perhaps they've taken all of their medication before their prescription ran out. And then the doctor has noticed that and cut them off. And so now they're seeking options on the street. But whatever the problem, people find themselves in the position of being addicted without starting down a path that you would traditionally think leads there. You know, for example, 2 to 3 times as many people who die of opioid overdoses in Rockingham County die of prescription drug overdoses, not of heroin.
If someone's addicted to opioids, like, what does it do to their body? What's going on inside?
That's an awesome question. If you had diabetes, no one, you know, you chose to eat sugar, right? But no one would call you names or attempt to restrict your access to care, right? If you need insulin, here's insulin. With addiction, the short version is that the human brain seeks pleasure. And when it finds a greater reward than expected, at a biological level, it locks into that and it remembers that and it prioritizes that above other things. So that pleasure that you feel when you have a greater than reward than expected, and you come home and someone's cooked a nice dinner for you, that is your midbrain talking to your cortex. Here's the problem. Opiates radically elevate that pleasure response. So what starts to happen with opiate addiction, and I've seen this more so than with other addictive substances, because I've worked in treatment for all substances, not just opiates, the brain will prioritize the drug over your family, your morality, the law, because when you're in withdrawal, what the body thinks is that it's dying. So, you know, this kind of guides me kind of around the corner to, well, so why medication-assisted treatment? Medication-assisted treatment provides hope to people who are struggling in this cycle. And what we see is that after a year, about 90% of our clients are opiate-free. And about 73% of our clients are either enrolled in school or full-time employed. So what we're really talking about is not just about drug treatment. It's about getting your life back. You know, so what medication-assisted treatment is a medication that will take someone out of withdrawal, does not get them high, and sits on their opiate receptors in a way that prevents them from getting effectively high off of illicit opiates.
If there's one thing that you think everyone needs to do to like fix this problem, like what would it be?
I think we have to change the way that we associate stigma with this population. And so sometimes communities will say, well, we don't want a methadone clinic in our community. And they're associating the symptoms of addiction with the presence of the treatment. You know, you wouldn't get angry that people with heart conditions were surrounding the cardiology clinic. And so it's important to realize that, you know, when you have a treatment center in your community, the rates for all sorts of negative things go down, right? Crime rates go down, prostitution rates go down. And so I think that if people were not afraid of pushback from their employers and from their community and from their family members, then more folks would seek legitimate treatment and get better. That, I guess that would be my wish. People would take a look at the human beings who are suffering and treat them in that way rather than stigmatizing or judging them.
Alan Stewart is the program director at the Harrisonburg Metro Treatment Center. More information on their practice is at WMRA.org. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.